Big Michael Wainu makes a big step. Reserves make their case. And will your New England Patriots make a surprise cut along the offensive line? All this and more on a deep dive on the O-line. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful, and welcome to this Monday episode of Locked On Patriots, your daily podcast covering your six-time Super Bowl champions, the New England Patriots. Of course, Locked On Patriots is a proud part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And thank you, as always, for making Locked On Patriots your first listen of the day every day. Don't forget, we're free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. So download, subscribe to, and follow, and smash that subscribe button on YouTube. I am your host, Mike DeBate. I cover your New England Patriots for Patriots Country of Sports Illustrated. Reach out to me on the Bird app at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there showing some love to the Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. Pats fans, remember, today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, more odds, and more than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. Pats fans, your New England Patriots offensive line will be among the most watched, the most scrutinized on all of the roster heading into the upcoming season. Ted Karras, Shaq Mason are gone. Two key contributors from last season, not on the roster any longer. The Patriots face several questions surrounding this unit. Their primary duty is still to protect the blind side and the visible side of quarterback Mac Jones. In addition to their personnel losses, the team will also be without the services of former offensive line coach Carmen Brasillo. He's joining Josh McDaniels in Las Vegas. And as such, the line's coaching duties are expected to fall upon Matt Patricia. Today here on the pod, though, we're going to be keeping it player-centric. We will be doing a deep dive into the coaching staff as we approach the start of training camp on July 26th. So keep a sharp eye out for that one, folks. But today it's going to be a little more player-centric. And joining me on today's episode to break it all down is truly one of our favorites here on the podcast. The only guest with his very own branded hashtag. That's right, folks. It is hashtag Locked On Murph Monday. And that means the legendary Connor Murphy Fisto himself, Thomas Murphy of E2G Sports, is here. Thank you for coming to me in friendship today, Don Murph.
Always a pleasure, man. Always a pleasure, especially today, because we're talking big round people.
Absolutely. And what better way to kick off the week than to talk a little O-line with the O-line guru, my friend. And Murph, the Patriots offensive line is once again going to be led by team captain David Andrews. I wrote a little bit about David last week. Selfless act of being able to put his contract essentially on the line, free up some space for the Patriots, get some of that young talent in the building, one of which is a guy who could end up replacing David in years to come, and that is Cole Strange. A lot of people are saying that even though he's going to be playing the guard position at first, he may have center written all over him, and this kid may have some of those elements of a bona fide leader in his bones. I had a chance to talk to Rusty Wright, his coach, here on Locked On Patriots and also for Sports Illustrated shortly after Cole was drafted, and he said some of the more glowing things about him that you hear about David Andrews. But Trent Brown, Isaiah Wynn, you know they're going to be the tackle combination. We differed a little bit a couple of weeks ago on where they may shuffle in, but ultimately I think they both end up in or stay in New England, or will they, folks? Stay tuned. That may not be the case. Murph may have some different ideas on that. So may I. Talked about Cole Strange, obviously, but one constant other than Andrews in this lineup right now seems to be Michael Wainu. And even that, even he has a little bit of uncertainty heading into this year because a little bit of a positional switch. Wainu came off of a phenomenal rookie season, Murph. Allowed a pressure on just 2.9% of all pass protection snaps. Fifth out of all league's offensive tackles with a minimum of 200 snaps in 2020. Owenu looked like a true draft steal. Sixth rounder coming in, Michigan, we've heard this before, and really just coming in and really revamping the position that he played in. So everyone expected that sophomore leap into superstardom. It didn't quite happen that way. He was still effective, but underutilized. He was supposed to be the choice to succeed Joe Tooney at left guard. Looked a little uncomfortable there last year. Ultimately, Teddy Karras replaces him in the starting lineup. Mike saw his time reduced from taking 92% of the Patriots' offensive snaps in 2020 to down to 62% in 2021. Yeah. And a lot of that was as a jumbo tight end lining up on the edge.
Right.
So here we are, ready for 2022, Murph. Owenu slotted in at right guard right now. He's going to replace Shaq Mason. Another big shoes to fill for Mike Owenu. I say this is a more comfortable switch for Mike, though. What say you? Is this a bounce-back year for Mike Owenu?
No, I agree. They're going to put him in his comfort zone, and we're going to see him back up into the 90 percentile range for snaps. He's somebody that was a bit out of place last year. Things just didn't click right in his brain, and that's why you saw the backslide, if you will, the reduced usage, if you will. I expect him to come back really strong this year in a position that he's more comfortable with a man on to his right side that actually fits there maybe a little bit better than in years past where he was having to deal with that hulking behemoth on his right side, who is now going to be on the left side of the left side of the line.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you look at guys like Trent Brown, who really, I think, can, just by their presence, revamp the feel of an offensive line. And I think Trent does that. But Mike has the capability of doing that as well. This is a massive individual with a gigantic wingspan. Covering him in training camp and getting a chance to see him out there amongst someone like Trent Brown, who really, and Trent really makes any guy that's standing next to him look like a mere mortal. With the exception possibly of yourself, my friend. But, you know, there are always, you know, ways to go about and to take a look at that. But the wingspan really, to me, is where Mike, I think, can really thrive. And look, right guard is not a position that's foreign to him. This is a position he played regularly at the University of Michigan. So he's very well adept to being able to play it. I think the fact that he's able to get into position, the fact that he's able to utilize that wingspan, you're very seldom going to get a defender past Mike Owenu when he really, you know, spreads and locks in pretty well. And I think he's a lot more athletic than people give him credit for as well.
Yeah.
He's got good lateral movement, and he's got a good step off the ball as well. If he needs to step into pass protection, if he needs to step into run blocking, I think he can do it there as well. So I'm looking for a big year out of Mike. I think they'll utilize him a lot more as a regular contributor on the offensive line. And just like anything else, Murph, line play is really all about repetition. If you continue to take reps, you continue to get into the role that you have, and your role's not changing, I think that only you know, makes things better for him in the long run.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And a lot of the things that people don't realize, when you see players flip to another side, it's often comes down to who they're going to be playing with, who they're going to be playing next to. It's a cohesiveness that you need throughout the season, from snap one to the last freaking gun. You guys have to work together and work together well. And I think this flip is going to be helping him.
Yeah, I think the flip will help him as well. And look, he's got capable bodies on either side.
Right.
We're assuming that it may be Trent Brown. We're assuming that it's going to be Isaiah Wynn. Maybe it will be someone else. Who knows? Again, folks, a little foreshadowing there, perhaps. But one of those guys is going to be his battery mate on both sides of the, on either side of the ball. Then you've got Strange. You've got David Andrews holding it down, holding down the fort in the middle. And you've got some reserve players as well. And that leads us quite nicely into another topic that Murph and I are going to discuss today, folks: reserve options along the line. You've heard us discuss a lot of them. Justin Herone, Yannick Adjust, William Sherman. There are a lot of guys on this team that can make an impact without cracking their way into the starting lineup, which could be a hidden diamond in the rough. Well, Murph and I are going to discuss that in just one moment when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, Murph, sports may be in a little bit of a lull. Well, three of the major sports are, although the Red Sox taking 2 out of 4 from the Yankees over the weekend definitely takes the sting out of that. But in any case, folks, sports are still all around us. And if you want to use your sports fandom to enrich your pocket a little bit, do so with our good friends at betonline.net, your number one source for all of your betting needs and sports information. Find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news at BetOnline, because they are your continued source for all of your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. BetOnline remains the best spot for all of your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. They're the fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Patriots fans, we are once again joined by the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com, the Connor Murphy Fisto himself, and we've been talking offensive line with the great Don. It is his area of expertise, and we're always glad to have him here on the pod. And Murph, all eyes are going to be on the starters. There's no question about it. Isaiah Wynn, Michael Wainu, who we talked about in the last segment. We're talking about David Andrews. You know, so many players that I think Patriots fans are going to be eager to see how they perform in camp. But we all know that there's a lot of reserve talent along the line that might be in line to make an impact this season. We've talked about some of these players in the past, whether it be Yadnick Adjust to Justin Heron, to the rookies, Chasen Hines, Andrew Stuber. A lot of talent on this team. When you look at this line, who do you look at as a potential diamond in the rough here for the New England Patriots?
Cody Rissney.
Very good.
You know,
good choice.
He's a man who's come in here. He got plenty of work early on with David Andrews. Is been somewhat limited this spring. You know, and he's gotten plenty of snaps in. Andrews is working his way back from that shoulder surgery. And I really do, man. I think there's a spot, there's a way, there's a path for Rusney to come in and win a job as the latest, you know, he'll be the next undrafted player to make the initial roster.
That's a good choice. Now, a lot of people are not, I don't want to say they're sleeping on Rusney, because it's a situation where he's coming in as an undrafted rookie. You know, not a lot. And the Patriots did spend three of their draft capital pieces to draft offensive linemen, whether it be Cole Strange, whether it be Chasen Hines, whether it be Andrew Stuber. We still haven't seen these guys show up yet on the field, especially Stuber. And that leads me to believe that there might be a red shirt in his future. So, you know, nothing's been discussed yet. That's not inside information, folks.
No,
that's purely speculation at this point. I think we'll know a little more next week when rookies report on the 19th of July. That'll give a little bit of a telltale sign as to what these guys are capable of. But at the same time, you look at someone like Rusney, and there's a lot to like there. Definite size, speed, agility, and also the ability to provide that protection. And I like him as well.
And I'm just a little biased with the center position. I really am. I like what this kid brings to the table. I like the work ethic that he's shown to this point. As Mike said, you know, we haven't seen a lot of these other guys on the field. This is a man that we've seen on the field, you know, by hook or by crook. And you know, he's out there, he's working hard, he's getting reps with the number one team. No matter how it happens, people, somebody's got to be there. And this kid has been there.
Yeah, absolutely. He definitely has been there. And, you know, that's something that is such an important part when you look at previous resume, when you look at previous experience. It's so important for an offensive lineman. One guy that I have my eye on, and I want to give our credit to the Countess of Glass herself, I tip my cap there, who really, you know, kind of made a great argument for this gentleman last week here on Locked On Patriots, and that's Drew Desjarlais, who came in from the CFL, you know, Canadian-born, Canadian-bred, you know, selected fourth overall by the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. He helped the team win consecutive Grey Cups, which is their equivalent of the Super Bowl in the CFL. He was a Western All-Star during his second season, 32 games for the Blue Bombers, started all 14 games at left guard in 2021, allowed Winnipeg and really was the key in making Winnipeg's line allow the fewest sacks in the league. Now, I understand it's the CFL. I understand the NFL. The competition level is different. I do understand that. But at the same time, these are football players. These are professional football players. So you're going against talent. You're going against guys that have been able to play this game at the pro level at some point. So I'm looking forward to seeing what this kid can do. Whether he's going to be a diamond in the rough or not, I think that's an argument that really can and will be made within the coming days. But he's someone I'm looking to, and I think he may surprise some people this this training camp in terms of what he's able to do. I know the Patriots were very high on him, according to a couple of people I talked to close to the organization when they first signed him. They were very high on him coming in and said that there's a lot that people are missing with this kid in terms of translation from the CFL to the NFL game. I'm looking forward to seeing it on the field.
All right. Well, you can, you know, like my mother said, you know, every year at Christmas, it's good to want things and have wishes. This isn't going to happen. It's not going to happen. I have him cut and on the, you know, he might slip onto the practice squad. There's definitely some movement possibilities there this year with the expanded practice squad list and the call-ups and whatnot, but I'm sorry, Mike. I don't see him making the initial. I really don't. I do believe that, you know, they're deep at tackle. Haran and Kajust are the top reserves. Both of them, I think, are going to be able to swing, and they're going to need that versatility with two starting tackles that have, you know, had their issues with injuries in the past. And folks, let me tell you, folks, there's a slight calf strain is not a slight calf strain when you're 6'7" and weigh 340 pounds. It's just not. It happens. I don't see him making the squad, but you know, I applaud you guys for your thumbs up attitude when it comes to this young man.
Well, you are the guru when it comes to offensive line. We'll see. We'll see what happens to training camp and how these guys are going to stack up.
I'm only right 93% of the time.
That's a pretty good rarity. I think that's pretty good. I think we'll take that, folks. We'll definitely take that winning percentage. I like it. And, you know, at the end of the day, you might be right. But the good thing about it is that for us to have a discussion like this, where we're talking about guys like Drew Desjarlais, we're talking about guys like Cody Roussey, maybe even a William Sherman, who was a draft pick last year out of the University of Colorado, being expendable units along this offensive line says a lot about the depth of talent that you have. These guys are all capable players, and I think they'll all find work in the NFL at some way or some level, even if it's not here in New England. So, you know, that's a good problem to have, and I think the Patriots are counting their blessings rather than their curses in that regard. And, you know, we will see. But I do like your suggestion on Roussey. I'm definitely going to have my eye on him as well.
Right now, folks, do not look at the depth charts and consider that anything. It's really not. They might as well go and do it alphabetically, for Christ's sakes, at this point in time in the year. You just don't know. You can't look at the depth chart and say, oh, he's number two. That's not really the case. There are other guys that can play that position. Right now, I don't see him as somebody that is going to be able to play you know, multiple spots. And that's just so important on a Bill Belichick roster when he's building.
Absolutely. It truly is. And, you know, bottom line, you know, there's only so many slots that can be filled, folks. And speaking of that, that's how we're going to wrap things up today. We're going to talk about potential players that may find themselves on the cutting room floor or on the trading block. Not everyone on this depth chart as we speak, as we live and breathe today, will be on the final Patriots roster, nor will all of those players be on the practice squad. Some guys are going to be jettisoned, and Murph and I will discuss our most likely candidates to find themselves out of Foxborough when we wrap up this Monday episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast. But first, Murph, summer is definitely here. The 4th of July has come and gone, but don't worry, folks. There's still plenty of summer left, and training camp begins in just under a couple of weeks. Hard to begin. You need the opportunity to get around. If you're local, you want to find your way to Foxborough, and if you want to do that, you have to make sure that your ride is in tip-top condition. To do so, make sure that you are doing business with my good friends over at rockauto.com, because you can save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a dealership? with rockauto.com. You do business with a family business, serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. You don't have to be an industry insider to get their deals. RockAuto.com makes them available for everyone. And they have everything that you can need, from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, you have to get it in shape with RockAuto.com. So today, go to explore their easy-to-use website and find the solution to all of your auto parts needs. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see the parts available for your car or truck. Make sure to write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Patriots fans, it is always an honor, always a privilege when the great Don himself, the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com, joins me here today, each and every Monday. Hashtag Locked On Murph Monday. And what better way to spend a Monday, Murph? We're talking offensive line. We love it. You love it. We all do. And, you know, we always like to end on a high note, buddy. We do. We like to end the show on a high note. But today's show, we have to flip the script a little bit, because we've been discussing players that we believe will have a positive impact on the line. But as I alluded to coming into the break here, the reality is that there are currently 16 offensive linemen on this roster. Yep. Not all of them are going to make that roster. Nope. And those that don't make the roster, not all of those players are going to be on the practice squad. So some of these guys that we've talked about, some of them that we haven't talked about all that much, are not going to be here in New England when the regular season starts. Murph, obviously there are players that we can pick out the names and think about who's going to be likely to be on the cutting room floor. But when you look at this and the roster that's heading into September, which player, in your opinion, is the most likely roster casualty? And do you believe that's going to surprise some people?
Yeah, I do believe it's going to surprise some people, and this is going to irritate some folks. But I think James Ferentz is on the outside looking in right now. He's going to have a monster camp with some of the people that we've been talking about. Right now I have 8 offensive linemen on this team: Brown, Strange, Andrews, Onwuayu, Wynn, Justin Herron, Yandy Kajus, and the aforementioned Cody Roussey. And I just believe that Ferentz is going to be the surprise cut this year. The other guys, you can, you know, there are more guys that you can squeeze in on the practice squad, those late round picks and everything like that. We talked about Roussey being working with the ones, and I think he's going to be a little more versatile than some of the other guys. But no, Ferentz is my surprise cut this year. Go ahead, send the hate mail, folks.
Well, you know, it's tough to argue. It really, really is tough to argue. If you're looking at a surprise cut or a surprise jettison from the roster, I think Ferentz would be the guy that would surprise most people. Right. If Darrell Williams or Yasser Durant or even Will Sherman, Arlington Cartwright, some of these guys that have not been discussed all that much here on the pod, really not discussed all that much when it comes to national coverage or even local coverage with your New England Patriots, people are not going to be very surprised by those cuts. You're almost expecting some of these names to go, because a lot of them are camp bodies. And they're all solid players. I really think every single one of these guys belongs on an NFL roster somewhere, and I believe they will be. They're getting their opportunity to showcase their talent with the Patriots, probably for other teams. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It doesn't mean you're cutting loose terrible players. No, the Patriots have a wealth of talent here, folks, and that's something we want to be very, very cautious about, and, you know, getting our opinion across.
You know, Bill's been caught with his pants down before, with injuries and whatnot on the offensive line. He could keep 9. If it's 9 that he keeps, I can see this guy as making the squad. Right now, I just have 8. You know, I have 8 because the Patriots are so deep everywhere else, and they're looking to run so much, give so many different looks on the offensive side of the ball and on the defensive side of the ball that, you know, I think he's going to roll the dice that Wynn and Brown are going to stay healthy all year. And as we said before, he's got capable backups. It's just whether or not he's going to have that third guy, you know, is there going to be that third guy up? And that's where this cut comes from.
Absolutely. And that is really leads me quite nicely into a point that I really wanted to make, and that is the trade of Isaiah Wynn. Murph, we've discussed this several times on these airwaves.
And
there is definitely an argument to be made for it. The Patriots can free up a good amount of cap space by doing it. Justin Herron had a pretty solid mini camp in OTA. Do you look to say, okay, well, you know what? Maybe we can get similar production.
Yeah.
We throw Trent Brown over at the left side. He's protecting Max Blindside. Herron can come in, play right tackle. All of a sudden, you're in business, and you got a lot of cap space in your pocket.
Right.
But if Trent Brown goes down, then what do? If you've already jettisoned Isaiah Wynn, now you're looking at a starting tandem of Justin Herron and Yannick Adjust, two very capable players. But I think they're at their best when they know that one of them is going to be that swing option.
Right.
If Trent Brown goes down and Isaiah Wynn is out and gone from the team, then you're looking at two essential reserves playing a starting role. And that's something you don't want to have happen. That's why I think unless Herron comes in and proves that he is a bona fide starter, and that's going to really take place in training camp, folks. I know mini camp gets everyone excited, but training camp is really where you're going to see what these guys are capable of doing. If that's the case, then I don't see them letting go of Isaiah Wynn anytime soon. Herron is going to have to come in and prove himself beyond what the expectations are.
That's it. Beyond what the expectations are. Give a good look when joint practices start to see how this rotation goes out. That's really when things are going to start to shake out. Like Mike said, right now, this is all speculation. This is what we feel on the outside looking in. We aren't there in the meeting rooms. We aren't there in the back alleys of One Patriots Place, although tune in later to One Patriots Place today.
Absolutely.
And, Sarah Marshall is going to be on. It's going to be a lot of fun. But no, that's when things are really going to come together. When joint practices start and you see that rotation and you see who's slipping in for Wynn here and slipping in for Brown there, who's taking snaps at center, that's really going to give us an idea of what's happening. Right now, This is just gut feeling and me looking at a depth chart, seeing who's the most versatile and who Bill can get the most out of, even for four plays in a game.
Absolutely. And ultimately, folks, I think Murph hits the nail on the head. This is speculation up until this point, but it's educated speculation. But it's educated speculation. And also, it is insight from the guru himself, from the very man himself, who does an amazing job. And Murph, what can I say? I thank you so much for joining me each and every Monday here on the pod. Folks, when I tell you, check out everything this man does whenever he puts pen to paper, e2gsports.com, columnist extraordinaire, whether it be covering your Patriots or the Boston Red Sox, anything and everything Boston sports, this man always has his finger on the pulse, and he's always spot on. He's brutally honest, but he is brutally right every single time. And always check out the great work that he does on One Patriots Place. Great podcast. My favorite Patriots podcast, other than this podcast and a Claire perspective as well. Claire, I didn't forget about you. But definitely check that out with another good friend of the program, the great Sarah Marshall, joining them today. Folks, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to make Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. Make sure to download, subscribe to, and follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcast. Smash that subscribe button on YouTube. And now that you've made Locked On Patriots your first listen, make your second listen the folks over at Locked On NFL. All NFL stories, national stories, they've got you covered, free and available on all podcast platforms as well. On behalf of the legendary Thomas Murphy himself, I'm Mike DeBate. Folks, stay safe, stay well, continue to be the change that you wish to see in the world. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Locked On Patriots.
Rest in peace, James Conn.
Absolutely. Santino Corleone.